I'm on my way in for my intake appointment at the Koya Knutson Charter High School when Cheshire Cat sends me an emergency page. I installed the Yes, You Can Eavesdrop on Me app months ago, and I tend to just forget that I've even turned it on, unless my girlfriend, Rachel, reminds me to shut it off for a while. But a few weeks ago, Cheshire Cat added a page feature in case they need us in some sort of emergency. It makes my phone vibrate in the shave and a haircut two bits rhythm. I have to pee, I tell my mother. What? Now? She says, exasperated. We have an appointment. I have never in my life, at least that I recall, had an appointment to register for school. Every other time, and I've gone to 84 schools altogether, if you count all the elementary schools that my mother pulled me out of because I'd punched someone, we just showed up with a folder full of records and my birth certificate. The birth certificate that turned out to be fake. But things are different now. We're no longer on the run. I'm registering under my real name. We're living in Minneapolis instead of hiding in small towns and paying rent in cash. And we make appointments. I pull out my phone and pretend I'm checking the time instead of Cheshire Cat's message. 5 minutes, I say, and flash a grin at my mom as I duck into the bathroom. I sit down on the toilet to read the whole message. I think I heard from the other AI, Cheshire Cat says. Tell me more, I type. I don't have much time. It said, I know who and what you are. Do you know me? Are you sure it's the other AI and not just some human who's figured it out? The message was truly anonymous. No data at all on how it got to me. What do you need from me right now? I ask. Advice. Should I write back or stall? Why does Cheshire Cat think I'll have the answer to this? Stall, I guess, I say. You definitely don't have to write back this exact second. I have an appointment I have to get to. I'll think about this more when I have some free time. My mother is waiting for me impatiently, but we're not actually late. I'd thought we were just meeting with a guidance counselor, but another woman also pulls up a chair and introduces herself as the principal. After your phone call, I thought I'd come sit in, she says to my mother in this careful, cheerful tone. Could you just start at the beginning and tell us both a little about Steph's education up to now? My mother has been going to therapy, and it's definitely helping, but only up to a point. One look at her face and I know A, she said something that completely freaked them out, and B, she's about to clam up, which will probably freak them out even more. So I jump in. I explain that my father was physically abusive, and we spent years on the run. I lay out the transcripts for all the high schools where I finished out a semester, and I wrap up with a brief explanation of how my father found me last fall, and things were pretty scary, but he's been arrested and is being held without bail. I can see both the adults relax at the phrase, held without bail, and wonder what exactly got spilled in the phone call from my mother. I am honestly not sure if she will ever be normal, no matter how much therapy she gets. Then again, I think there's a real possibility that she didn't start out normal. The guidance counselor and principal bend their heads over my transcripts and sort out my schedule. Knutson has a lot of guided independent study options, which is why my mother wanted to send me here. They get kids who failed half their classes at a normal high school. They also get kids whose educations have just been weird for whatever reason, like me.